other day. It was beautiful. He said this morning, worshiping on Adam, and passing it from away. So I sense it's really good church. And then there are people saying, and just thought of it, and it's my heart. I was thinking about it for hours because now it's Lord's Day to celebrate and observe this table. You got this thing of Jesus himself. He commanded this. He commanded it in a way, instituted the Lord. You see that we have as a vision for the church, for people that have that way. Sometimes all the Lord is sort of, they observe the Lord, but he is the Lord. He is the Lord. When mother's on her death, it's a little bit like when you're on her death. And she, in her breath, says, "Mom, would you please keep at Thanksgiving and keep him together with you that?" And you say, "Absolutely. Let's do it." But of course, that's a weak human strength for things to go on. But you get that because Jesus, would you look at your name? And do you remember that? I was broke for you. I thought it was shit. Would you do that? And we see him. He would have a trembling death. He says, "You ask me, I'm doing it." He says, "I come back from my food and my Christmas." You get joyfulness to our Jesus' love, who we are. To say, "Till you come back, we'll always get Christians. And remember your death. Remember your body. Suffer. Remember your blood. As a communion, our flesh for you is so rich." Interesting. So this is my story. That's the evangelism of the gospel is because we must. It's interesting. We often not have it. We often look at it around that. It was a Passover meal. Jesus said, "Raise has somehow raised the details." This Passover meal, this was a significant meal. This Passover meal, not just it was a Passover meal, it's incredibly significant because it's the Passover to Jesus himself. And here he is, at Passover with this, knowing he's going to die, is now at Passover meal with them. It's a very significant thing. In this Passover meal, Jesus puts amazing passion into it. Was it the halftime? Was it just a breakfast? Was it just a fellowship? He intentionally ramped up the tension in the room, and he said something shocking. "What has ruined your life?" Him said, "Fixed it." The Bible's like in the book of Mark, this place is, but there was a plot in Georges. This is the time that it was. Five, four, ten, two, eight was the number that's 11 breath. The priest describes how they made him by tree and put it to death. Not to be suffered. I've got to down to betrayal. People that want to betray you to death. You've been betrayed before. People that say, I want you dead. Jesus. These were people to Jesus to death. This was fair. These were powerful people. They were bad people who were devoted because Jesus was having the greatest business. They were devoted to having it. There was a lot. But the two sides, Jesus trusted colleagues. There was a lot. There was a way. Among some trusted colleagues, there was a way to him. The Iscariot on the 12th went to the priest and trusted them. When they were alive, they promised to give him. He saw a convenient tree, a chilling and dark with Jesus and Jesus became his enemy. A sheep out of his skin. Paul says, they fought Passover lamb. His disciples said, "What do you want over there? You may eat the Passover." And he said, "After his disciples said enough, go to the feet. And have them carrying it for water for him." Say to him, "After how the teacher says, he has which may eat the rabbi disciples." Then, he was a room and prepared their measures. So his disciples went out. And they prepared the Passover. Evening came to 12. As they said, "Eight of them, I said, one of you eats with me will betray me." It's a plot. Jesus' disciples go to betray him. Jesus Passover. He organized that, and then he does it. He produces this amazing tension. And he asks, "One of you has betrayed me." So I've got time. What would an interview like that? Think about this. This is where in this setting. I need to have a better setting with this camaraderie, this defeat, this unbroken. But you know this life I've been to, sir. The betrayal, you've been there, there's a tension, a tank, trying to catch that center dude in the mother. You've got to run. Obviously, what we think, if you were there, if you know Jesus, there was a passive Christian against you. Was it betrayed? Was you? What you thought? Me, I'm going to be sorrowful for anything. He shall say to you, "You this with me, will begin to be sorrowful." Say to him, "I want." Is it I? He answered them, it is not when the industry is very specific that they are off over the office. Kind of like man, he goes to his room, buying the man is trade. It would have been better than if he had not been born. Our heavy ox works in a heavy ox with the tail. Chapter, I'm sure. Now I want you to think about it. You ask the Simpson and the type back. Is it Eli? Next week. Jesus. Words that you just became. Silences. Of speaking when you do not speak. Name, precious Savior, Jesus Christ. He was a student at IU. Church background as well. He looked at the top sky. He said, he must take me. This is the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And he said, the pain, present, please, don't say that. People know Jesus. He would say, there's a store on our campus, our gospel. You go there, give you a book about him, and you can read about him. And if you Terry Whalen, bookstore, not that it was Christian bookstore, I'm smart to go into. He started to read the Savior of Jesus Christ. He felt like, hey, he's going to write about the Lord Jesus Christ. You should be able to try and believe. And that would be a would you just ask the question, if you penetrate him, who is roots to be him, is going to just stop the question. I down to the Lord Jesus Christ until like my very last breath are working. Father, the Son of Jesus in himself. He left with him. And very God is God and take on a human function to be a man. And show us here as he had never seen human to be. And Lord, that the Lord would be willing to go to death, to suffer, and to be scorned and scoffed and mocked. And from men over again, and literally separated from other men, so taken from and tortured by and there in himself. Far thankful, and yet we don't even know that just about because it's such a mystery of privileges that we sing, we read, we should be tonight, we still get and commemorate that privilege stir within the Lord. Tonight, for those of us who came in to listen to Jesus as local, as perfect, we may not take the opinion to us. We say, there's no living in obedience to you. The popular resistance that we've been, let's say this, Lord, and say that Jesus received our communion, bread and cup, food, and all of Jesus, our communion, their solid reminders of the most specific things in the world, and they would have found us to read us up and build us full and remind us to be working with us. Our first piece is this one. Jesus took them, blessed the kid, he gave them to them, take eat, that's the body. Mark's Gospel, chapter 14:23, it says, he took the cup, and when he had given it, he gave it to them, they had drank from it. He said to them, this is my blood of the covenant, which is shed for many. Surely I say to you, will no longer drink of fruit of the vine that day, and I drink new in the kingdom of God. It's my heart's blood, my dad. Just look. And when they had stopped the cross, Jesus, he was ready, packed the trip, and turned it. He repeated them, and then them, he would think, until they had kept him and himself here, and they just said, right, a lot closer to getting. Look across the song, it's on for India.